Heidelberg Catechism, Lord's Day 39, question 104. What does God require in the fifth commandment? That I show all honor, love, and faithfulness to my father and mother, and to all in authority over me. Submit myself with due obedience to all their good instruction and correction, and also bear patiently with their infirmities, since it is God's will to govern us by their hand. As we continue to exposit the Heidelberg Catechism this year through, we've been trying to call special attention to the questions, but you may remember that in this section, where all the questions are identical, the questions don't really add that much information. Once you've explained what is meant by requirement, that's about all you can do with the questions specifically. But I would like to call your attention to an interesting feature of this commandment, and that is the awareness of the need for balance that is exhibited in the Catechism. On the one hand, there is no question about what our duty is, that I show all honor, love, and faithfulness, not only to my father and mother, but to all who are in authority over me. There's the acknowledgement that they will make mistakes, that they will have problems. I'm supposed to bear patiently with their infirmities, since it is God's will to govern us by their hand. There's no question here, then, about the Christian duty of obedience in the home, in the church, and in society at large. But the authors of the Catechism are aware that, as with any good idea, if it's taken in isolation, if it's pushed to extremes, it's liable to abuse. And so they introduce a couple of qualifications. On the one hand, they hedge us up from just giving way to a rebellious spirit and saying, well, I can do whatever I want because when all is said and done, my rulers are imperfect. No, they don't give you that option. They're pretty clear about that, as is the Word of God. But they do introduce a couple of qualifications because no human authority is or ever can be absolute. To make any human authority absolute is to idolize it, which is against the first commandment. And so they introduce these qualifications: submit myself with due obedience. Now, that's not to say there's a wide wiggle room for disobedience, but there is a degree of obedience that is proper, and then there's a degree of obedience beyond that would be improper. They introduce also this other qualification: submit myself with due obedience to all their good instruction. Not to all their instruction of every kind, but to all their good instruction. And so the Catechism carefully navigates that balance between, on the one hand, just saying, well, you don't have to obey if it's inconvenient or if you don't feel like it. You don't have to obey if they make a mistake or if they get something wrong. Clearly, we are supposed to obey even under those circumstances, but they also don't make that obedience unlimited. They do introduce a certain amount of qualification in the understanding that human authority is never absolute. All human authority is derivative. It is derived from God. And so when it is perverted, when it is turned against the ends of God's institution, it also ceases to be binding. In our flesh, in ourselves, we can take either side of that and we can run to an extreme. Here also we need the help of the Holy Spirit to work in our hearts so that we desire to navigate that balance properly instead of navigating it in a way that most suits our own convenience.